created us in the best form, in the best manner, in the best way. And we went into some detail talking about why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say this. And we went over how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you and I aqal. In today's reminder, I want to bring up a verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about this life that He has given us. So He says that you are the best of my creations, and the life that you live, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sums it up in one ayah. And I find this very beautiful because at any stage in my life, I can pinpoint where in that ayah I currently am. And all the previous places, I remember those times as well. That one time I was in that stage, and one time I was at that stage. And the unique thing about this ayah is, as it goes through the different stages that insan, you and I, progress through, each stage that we pass and move on to the next stage, we look at the previous stage and say, I was wasting my time. I wish I wasn't doing that. What I'm doing now is important. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, إِنَّمَا الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. Verily, the life of this dunya is لَعِبٌ وَلَهُمْ. The first two stages, and you can bring them both together. لَعِب is playing without any meaning, without any benefit. I have a two-year-old son at home. My two-year-old Muhammad, he has a toy where he presses a button, the toy pops out, he laughs, and then he closes it again, presses the button again, it pops out once again, and he laughs, and he could do this for hours. And it would just drive me crazy, but that's what la'ib is. Playing without any meaning, without any benefit, just entertainment. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that from la'ib, you then go to lahu. And this type of play is, while y'all were coming in, you probably saw some kids playing basketball outside. And that type of play, it has benefit for them. You know, they're telling themselves, if I can play more basketball, I might lose some weight. I might build my cardio up. I might build my stamina up. Maybe I might have a future in this sport. And if you ask the person who is, you know, this youth now, to sit down and play with their two-year-old, three-year-old sibling with that toy, they'll say, absolutely not. That's a waste of time. Why would I do that? Now I understand what the ball is. Now I understand what a controller is. You know, if I play Fortnite or play, you know, the newest game out, I may be able to get into the competition and be the best at it. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that this stage of your life is only temporary. إِنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ لَعِبٌ وَلَهُمْ. Then the next stage, وَزِينَةٌ. This now youth becomes a teenager. And he looks into the mirror and he's impressed with what he sees. And he spends time. Now this person will spend hours in the gym. You ask a person that's beyond this stage, you want to spend hours in the gym, they say, absolutely not. You know, my wife married me and where that's it, khalas. I don't need to be in the gym. This person will spend hours online looking at tutorials, how to tie their hijab, or how to put on their makeup. Why? Because everything is about zina. It's about beautifying yourself and making sure that you actually play the part. When you walk into a room, that you are the center of attention. That you are presentable in front of people. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this part of your life is temporary as well. And then you move on to the next part, where it's watafakhurun bainakum, where it's competition with one another. Where are they going to on vacation? What kind of house do they have? What kind of car do they drive? The job that he has, the bank balance that he has. And Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi looks at this one phase of our life, and he gives it a title of a disease in the heart. In his Ahya al-Ulumuddin, now Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi, you have to understand that he went through a phase of his life where he was a top scholar. Absolutely top scholar. People came from thousands of miles to come learn by Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi. He had authored many books at the age of 20. And at one point in his life, Imam Ghazali rahmatullah sat down to speak like this. And after saying Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took his tongue away. He wasn't able to say anything. He wasn't able to communicate, share the thoughts that he had, share the reflections that he had, teach. And Imam Ghazali rahmatullah, he actually takes a sabbatical for roughly around 10 years. During this time, his brother Ahmad Ghazali writes a poem to his brother and says that, how long will you be the stone that sharpens blades, that sharpens swords? That you sharpen everybody else, but you yourself remain dull. And then that's when Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi, he takes some time, he refocuses himself, and he comes back and he writes his Ihya al-Muddin. And in his Ihya al-Muddin, he writes an abridged version, which is called Bidayat al-Hidayah, the beginning of guidance. And in the beginning, guys, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi, he takes the disease of the heart and he summarizes it into three. And in these three, he talks about وَتَفَاخُرٌ بَيْنَكُمْ as hasad with one another. You know, one is keeping up with the Johnsons, but the other is hasad, which is a, you know, he says it's a more, it's a greater disease than that. And that he defines hasad is when you see somebody else with the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not only are you jealous or envious of it, but you don't want that person to have it as well. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shares many different hadiths about it, about hasad. He says that hasad and iman cannot be combined in a believer's heart. Another hadith, narrated by Imam Ahmad rahmatullahi alayhi, Imam Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that hasad, it burns away your good deeds. The same way that a fire, you have a bonfire, you have a campfire, and you put some dry wood in there, and with a crackle, within 10 minutes, within 15 minutes, that wood is absolutely ash. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, this is what hasad does to your a'mal. Now, a lot of times we look at hasad at a one dimensional approach of our property, of our materialistic things. But you have to realize that hasad is actually beyond that. Sometimes the hasad that we have is of someone's knowledge. Sometimes the hasad that we have is somebody's control or power, or the say that they have in the community, or the effect that they have, the following that they have. And people now, وَتَفَاخُرٌ بَيْنَكُمْ, it's competition with one another. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the last part says, the last stage of your life, you went through playing without any meaning and playing with meaning, beautifying yourself and competing with one another, but then comes a time in your life where you become old and all you want is وَتَكَاثُرٌ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ. All you want is to gather your wealth and have your children around you. You want to be in communication with your children. A person now puts a price tag on their life. I lived a life of 50, 60, 70 years. What do I have to show value of these 60, 70 years? How much money have I saved, or how obedient or how close are my children to me? And this quality, this phase, can be categorized as the lack of qanaat, the lack of contentment. And we talk about contentment. A great scholar comes to mind by the name of Ibrahim bin Adham. He was a king of Balk. Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayh, his situation was that at one point he was a king and he had a huge gathering at in his palace. And people were drinking, people were having fun. It reached a point of the night where everybody was passed out. Ibrahim bin Adham, he hears on the roof some footsteps. So he says, "Do you want, let me go and check what's happening." He finds a person, and this person is looking around here, looking around there, and Ibrahim bin Adham asks them, "What are you doing?" He says, "I'm looking for my camel. I've lost my camel. I'm looking for my camel." And Ibrahim bin Adham says, "What kind of bilkuf are you? That you're looking for your camel on top of my palace. How would your camel get past my detail, climb up my spiral stairs, and get up here on top of my camel, on top of my palace?" And the person replies back, "If I'm bilkuf, then who are you? You're looking for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within your palace." I'm looking for my camel on top of your palace, but you're looking for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a king inside of your palace. And Imam Adam rahmatullahi, the next day he wakes up and he says to the people, guys, I'm done. I resign from my position. And many years later, Ibrahim al-Adham is walking. And this is what qanaat is. Qanaat is to be content with whatever little you have. وَتَكَاثُرٌ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ. At that point, once you have qanaat, it doesn't mean anything. You're not worried about gathering more, but whatever little you have, you're content with that. He takes a piece of bread, dips it in the water. There was a river there. The river, the name said Maybe, dips it in the water, and then he eats it. And the people around him said, you want, just a few years back, you were the king. And you had maidens that were feeding you, and meals were being prepared for you. Many different types of bread, and many different types of meat was prepared for you. And today, look at your state. You're dipping water, you're dipping bread into water, just so it can be moist, and it can go down your throat. And Ibrahim al-Adham, he replies back by saying, if the kings of this dunya knew the pleasure and the simplicity of being a servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they would come with their swords and they would wage war for this pleasure. And this is the last stage where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about in the Quran, وَتَكَاثُرٌ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ, where we just want to gather more and more and more. But there is a combat to that, and that is to be content with whatever little Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us from those people that make the most of the stage that we are in, and prepares to meet him on the Day of Judgment. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.